I'm going to get the agenda up in front of me. Has anyone looked at the agenda yet?
Yeah, I have it up.
Okay, good.
Get the time to boot.
That's okay. It's not a huge agenda. It's just that it's, for me, I need Rochelle particularly. Selfishly, anyway. All right, let's do this. I haven't had a chance to check the messages yet. Is Jesse coming today? Do you know?
Yeah, he plans. Yeah, he plans. I think he's uploading something real quick.
Okay. All right. All right. We got a couple of announcements. The new farm is now active, and there appears to be growing interest in participating. Orion Protocol pool of EFX USD with Orin rewards has had a big vote boost to increase the rewards. Does anyone else have an announcement or something they want to positively add? Okay. So at this, the last time I checked yesterday, there were no new proposals. Pancake Swap LP reward and farm funding 2 out of 4 has been is processing and has passed. I imagine execution will be right around the corner. It passed 4 million to 179,000 yes to no. And the Dell call recorder for September is processing and it passed. And I'll be honest right now, October, I have had so much trouble with the notes just because I've had so many appointments and back at work a little bit, and I haven't figured out how to juggle my time quite yet. So I'm not sure. I might be able to get them all caught up and done, but if I don't, I won't be charging for them. I might charge a little bit for some of what has been done, but nothing like, because I don't want to charge for what I'm not getting done. All right. That doesn't mean they won't get done or caught up eventually, but right now it's hard for me. Okay. Oh, and for a new proposal, though, I would like to get the mascot proposal up this cycle. So I've got 2 days to get that finished, but we'll talk about it later. I've got an idea for it. All right, questions for the team. Let's see. The first point is just about SDK, any updates that could be shared when the third blog might be coming out. Second, has there been any more updates to the DAO dashboard in the last week? Let's see. Is Alan? Oh, Jesse's there. Hey, Jess. Can you comment on the SDK at all? Is there anything you can share?
He usually has troubles with his mic. I bet he's trying right now.
Like me. Feel technically adept with something. All right. Sort of. Let's see a flash of green.
And can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Did you hear anything of what I just said?
Nope.
Something with the mic, I think. So SDK being worked on testnet, I think it's going to be open source like today or this week, with some documentation and stuff. So it's not yet like finished ready, but in early stage ready. Yeah, so it's been, yeah, we've had a lot of progress there. It's basically, yeah, it has shape, it's working, it has documentation that needs some updating. And then, yeah, it's like, we didn't want to publish it open source yet because it was like not working yet. So we didn't want to like have people try it or like be misguided with thinking it's there. So, but now at least there's like, the shape of it is like finished. So, yeah, it's going well. I think this week it's like it will be published in some form, so people can look at it, comment, work on it. So that's the update for the SDK.
Oh, that's really exciting. That's like kind of major. Yay!
Yeah.
So close.
Yeah, it's quite amazing. Right? I don't know. Sorry, I haven't looked at the agenda for this DAO call, so I'm not sure what's already discussed or just not so much.
I just went over the proposals. SDK is always the first hit on the team questions if I feel like it's time for something. Anyway,
cool. Yeah, so I did. I'm very late to share this, but I did make two new proposals today, and one of them was the hackathon. So we have a bit of an update there. So maybe we can cover that. It's a draft proposal, so it's still up for discussion. But it would be nice if we can cover that proposal maybe quickly as well somewhere in this call.
Okay. Yeah, hackathon's always on the agenda. And I've just got any updates there. It's usually after. There's not very much here. So I don't think we need to spend a lot of time on this, and then we can get to the hackathon. Okay, so the other point, do you know if there has been any more updates to the DAO dashboard in the last week?
I think there has been. Let me just
Sorry, guys.
Pull up the log of the updates there. Maybe not. I don't think there's been any real updates to the dashboard. Mainly the bridge and the MasterChef interface, not really the dashboard. No, not since last week. But we did have like a lot of changes and issues fixed and changes made a couple of weeks back. So we had like quite a big update. And I think issue log is filling up again. So I'm pretty sure real soon have some time to go for another update. So I guess that's but it's all visible in the dashboard. I think I'm really I'm pretty excited about people using the issue log, especially DJ as well, creating new issues and posting bug reports and stuff that we can fix. So that's it's working quite well. So it's easy to track the progress there.
Yeah, I found another one, really minor one, but old pool has like a ridiculous APR rate, which is funny. I don't know if you've seen that report yet.
Yeah, so it's stupid. Because of course all the LPs pulled out of it, there's like almost none left, so it's ridiculous. But it's closed, so it doesn't make any sense to show the APR in that case. So that's a quick fix. Definitely will be done tomorrow. Which is on the bridge, of course, on the bridge interface.
Yeah, the other thing I was thinking of, I know Bria mentioned, like, was asking someone to do it, but hasn't been done yet, but I think the DAO guides on the Gitbooks could use, like, some more, like, how to stake on the farm type guides. I don't know if someone wants to write those up and make a proposal for it, because I'm sure it'll pass. Because definitely a lot of questions in Telegram for, you know, advice on how to stake their EFX on Binance Chain and get, you know, those rewards.
Yeah, good suggestion. I think that makes sense. Yeah, I think anyone could create a guide and get some funding for it, which of course is a good opportunity. I know someone is writing a blog right now about how to use the bridge, but it's a bit more, it's not really like this hands-on guide on how to participate in a farm, which is maybe what we need, just a really concise hands-on guide on how to get LP tokens and put them in the farm. Right?
Yeah, it's
more important, the one you would like to see.
That's exactly what we need. Just step one, do this. Step two, do this. Step three, do this.
Yeah, it can be a whole ordeal. I was helping one guy. He wanted to get it off first the crypto.com, which I guess it seems like occasionally you know how BNB has like two versions. Like you have the old blockchain that's not smart contract, then you have the smart contract one, which is like a fork of Ethereum. So they have like a little tool that, you know, allows you to interchangeably swap them, but it's not always online. So it was like kind of funny. He had to like go all the way around to find a way to convert the, you know, the original BNB to the smart contract BNB. And then after that, there's like this one initial bug that you fixed already, that like if you had a direct link to the farm, it wouldn't work. And so I think a few people were confused that way too. Took a while to kind of troubleshoot everything. So yeah, definitely guides could help more people down the line.
Yeah, totally. Just thinking about how we can, who would be a good person to write such a guide. Like, yeah.
Oh yeah, and so the other thing I want to say is like on the bridge, it could be useful, I think, to have like a direct link to the PancakeSwap like info page.
Yeah.
Because then they would know, you know, this is the, you know, the pool the liquidity tokens correspond to, so they can just, you know, the whole ad to pull from that page right away instead of like having to figure it out on another page.
Yeah, that's a good one. I saw the ticket as well. You made a ticket, right, in GitHub. So we also get that in there.
Yeah. Usually at this point, if I notice like something off or have an idea, I just post it as an issue.
Yeah, perfect. That works really well. So I can just assign it to someone to implement it. I just assigned it to someone, so I'm pretty sure it will be done tomorrow. Cool, yeah, good stuff.
Have you heard anything from Orient Protocol in the past, or are they just kind of like, after we won the competition, they kind of still focus on their own thing?
I haven't heard anything of them really, so I'm not sure if I'm not even sure, like I'm not really into it too much. I do have some liquidity in there myself, I think, still, which I maybe, yeah, not sure. I'm not even sure if it's being traded, if it's generating anything for me or something, but I don't know. Are people using it? Is there volume on the EFX pair? I think EFX USDT pair there.
Yes, the USDT pair. And so I don't know how to check volume directly on there, but so I did occasionally check it, and so they have Orion rewards based on people who vote for the pool to generate rewards. And so for a while it was only like 20 Orion protocol tokens because one guy was interested, but then I checked it yesterday and then like some person did a $70,000 vote. I mean, not 70,000 Orion protocol token vote on it, and that increased the rewards to something higher, like 200. And so there's only like 5,000 someone staking in liquidity there. So like at the very least for arbitrage is being traded because the price is up to date, you know, and there's like 180,000 worth of liquidity in there. So I think it's like just a positive like advertisement in a way for Effect Network, because like someone who's part of, you know, the Orion, like in the whole Orion sphere, they see it and they're like, oh, what's this, and they kind of look it up and they may be interested in buying it.
Yeah, true. And you always got the arbitrage. Like a crazy day like today, there's so much arbitrage that then it helps. The more places there are, the more arbitrage. Okay, cool. Yeah, but I haven't heard anything from them or haven't been in touch with them really. But it's good if it's there and it's working and there is some liquidity in there. I guess that's a good thing in general. So Yeah.
Okay, I apologize for that disruption. I don't normally get a phone call that early in the day. Okay. Yeah. So I missed most of what you're talking about before when I had to step out. So hopefully it records well so I can catch it later. All right. Anything more to talk about on Orion or any of the other things you've talked about in the last few minutes?
No, I think we covered it. I don't think. I think like Orion now is fine. We have the farm working quite well now.
There's one thing I remembered. I don't know if that too. I know on the main site, the Vecta Network site, you saw that link to Bydesk because they went like down, or I mean not down, but like you know they're ending operations, and the suggestion was replace it with an Orion protocol link.
Right, makes sense. Yeah, let's get Bydesk up there. Bydesk is indeed not there. I think they're quitting, right? So it shouldn't be on there. Yeah, we'll get that done. Good suggestion. I think Bree messages to me as well. Sorry, Bree, I read it, but I didn't like really get to it yet. No, I'm writing it down. We'll get it replaced.
Cool. Okay, so next I have, there has obviously been a marketing push to get new members in. Yay. Very good. So TJ is really much more active. There's been a lot of enthusiasm. The cynicism has dropped off beautifully. Not that the thoughts might still be there with some, but at least the commentary is improving dramatically. Having you and Rochelle pop in on occasion is really helping. I know it's not your favorite thing to do, but I think it's definitely having an impact, but I'm going to bring it up again. An admin for an American time zone. Keep working on that if you don't have one yet. And if you have one, do you have one yet? But I really think we need an American time zone admin, like an official admin. And I don't mean Rochelle, like just a community admin like Jehuda. All right, so no point in harping on that. Here's something I was thinking. Could we have our own deck swap on the DAO dashboards just for EFX and NFX and either move the pool from DeFi Box over or continue that pool and have two separate pools?
Of course we could, but it took quite a bit of effort there. So yeah.
Well, the easiest solution, I think, could be just embedding the DeFi Box stuff. I know, like, they have some sort of resources for that. But, yeah, like, it's kind of, like, so far what we have already works. But if we wanted to integrate it, I think we just have to, from the front end, integrate the DeFi Box.
Okay, that would be fine. I really like the idea of saying, okay, you want to deal with NFX? Go to the dashboard. You want some NFX? Go to the dashboard. You want to stake your NFX? Go to the dashboard.
An idea that came by before, like a while back, that's still on the list somewhere and some issue list, is to have like transparent usage of staking NFX. So basically, you just stake EFX, and then there would be like the dashboard would enable like an automatic swap to the right amount of NFX to maximize your vote weight. So you just stake EFX, and there would be like in one transaction it would swap the optimal amount and stake that amount of NFX and EFX. So you would end up with like the optimal always when you stake.
But that's not necessarily always what you want, though. I mean, it only depends if you want the high voting weight now or you're willing to be patient and wait just to accumulate the stake age.
Yeah, so you could have maybe one little parameter there that says how much you wanna, like how much time you wanna leave for filling up stake age. So it would swap a bit more NFX to account for the staycates or something. But I think that that's like a cool idea as well to make it more convenient, right? Because now the swapping to NFX is cumbersome and many questions come out of it, right? That's kind of the motivation for.
Yeah, there's definitely confusion. I remember in Discord, there was one person who was trying to get the optimal amount, and so what you're suggesting would have been real help to him. But basically, if you could, through an interface, choose, like, the ideal, like, distribution you'd like. So if you want, like, maximize vote weight now, you select that. If you want to try to maximize vote weight over, say, 400 days, select that, or 1,000 days, which is the maximum stake age. It may be a slider type thing.
I was just thinking that. Yeah, either way, to bring it accessible right from the dashboard would be good. All right. I think we touched on this already, the bot, the slash bot for Telegram, Q and answer, those guides, just if those guides got done really simply and step by step, there could be a bot that directs to those guides, or if it's short enough, a bot that just posts the instructions. And Rochelle, I sent you a few of the instructional write-ups I had done in Telegram. If you think they're appropriate for a bot, then maybe they could be used or maybe whittled down a little bit. I'm not sure. All right, so that's it for team questions.
Oh, perfect. I'm sorry. I see that now. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll make these slash commands, and then I think DJ also had a few that I need to also make. But this stuff's great. Anybody who has an idea for a slash command and some info, please note in the thread for this call or message me on Telegram or message me on Discord. Help me make this the best it can be.
Could we have a slash command to have a menu of the slash commands?
If you just hit slash, then it'll pull up all the slash commands.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's good.
Then they can scroll. So, but yeah, I'm eager to implement all kinds of these slash command ideas. It just helps and makes things
better. Because the questions really are so repetitive.
Yeah.
And also helps to make it like more official, because most people like don't know my Telegram handle, the new people, so I'm just like some random guy, right? So
yeah,
I can just pull up a slash command that points a link rather than post it, because it's more legitimate that way.
Yeah, and we're like, you know, the BSC address, right? That was brilliant getting that into a slash command, because, you know, we're just giving them an address and they're just blindly taking it from us or not, right?
Yeah, much safer that way.
It is, yeah. And also the answers become more consistent, right? You get some members who have most of the information right, but it might have one fact right, so then they help somebody out and their fact isn't quite accurate about something. The slash commands will help to eliminate inaccuracies as well.
Yeah,
it's great. Guys, I like those.
You guys know how many hats I wear, so if you do have a suggestion, 100% please help me out by also suggesting the command and then also suggesting what the message is. I'll help kind of edit, you know, clean it up. But if I have something there from whoever's suggesting something, then that's great.
Good.
Much appreciated.
Okay. All right. Jesse, the floor is yours for hackathon talk.
Cool. Yeah, so for the hackathon, we wanted to give it some shape because time is going fast. We initially planned to do it like around November, mid-end November. I think that's still the optimal time because in December it's like more holidays and everything around that. So we're still aiming to do this in November. As we discussed before, we're looking to do a little bit of a smaller size hackathon than we planned totally at the beginning, with like a follow-up hackathon maybe earlier. We had a chat about it a while back already. DJ did post a nice write-up about it back then, so I think that was sort of the, what we were aiming for. But if you look at the proposals now, we made a small PDF document with some of the properties of the hackathon. We looked at a lot of hackathons that are going on now, also in regards to prize money and the methodology that they use. So using the DevPost platform in combination with GitHub and the general rules around organizing hackathons. So the new proposal is proposal 79 about the Effect Network hackathon. It's very much work. Just before the call, so everyone can take a quick look at it. If you're interested to think about this and participate in the organization, then it gives at least some background info. Because in that proposal, there is like a PDF document to sort of the general layout of how the hackathon could look like. So that's some, I don't know if you click there, you can open the PDF and the main goal of the hackathon, just some descriptions, team size, recommendations. We're going to use the DevPost platform like we discussed before. It's like a really good platform also for marketing, but also for finding team members and connecting with other team members and your submissions as a team. We basically laid out some of the general we think would work well, like how our winners selected. We created a small schedule to have a little bit of organization and also some sessions and talks around the during the hackathon. Because if it's gonna last like a week or so, we fully digital, so these normally take a bit longer. So if it lasts around a week, it's nice to have like four sessions people can attend to also get some information and have a bit of some structure to this week. So we're listing like four sessions that we can do there. There's a little FAQ with a lot of info, I think, in it that we might structure better. But anyways, this is the general idea of the hackathon in the document. As a start date, we were looking at last week, November, so 23rd, basically, to start at that date. It's up for debate and discussion, right? So we came up with this information, but the main thing why it's important to create a proposal for the DAO is, first of all, to get the discussion going, but also to make sure we get some funding from the treasury for the prize money. I think it would be great if the DAO like pitches in by using treasury funds for some of the rewards. We also have Effect Network Foundation contributing funds. We were thinking to come up with a proposal for a mixed USDC EFX funding in prize money. So if you win the hackathon, then the EFX part is more meant to finance your application and campaign and paying for tasks with the EFX. So if you provide part on USDC, that sort of make sure that people also get some cash funding that they can use for developing the application and don't have to sell off their prize money, basically, which is more meant for task payments. Having the DAO funding going already is, I think, important, because it would be too much to put in one cycle. If we start at the 23rd with the hackathon, end at the 30th, the prize money has to be there at the beginning of December. So it basically gives us three cycles to collect the funds, which should be doable. That's basically the global outline of the hackathon. Most important information is collecting prize money from the DAO. Can we do that in multiple cycles? And is the DAO like in favor? I hope they are. And of course the dates and everything around the hackathon. On the technical side, the SDK should be ready by then. So that's basically also like a technical deadline we have, the team here. has to finish the SDK by then, at least on testnet, so we can do this entire hackathon on testnet. But I think, yeah, I think it's doable. We're very optimistic, and it's a motivator to have this to have the hackathon as well for the team to really make sure that there's documentation and the SDK is usable, and to get user feedback as well. So yeah, that's basically the outline. Does anyone have any inputs or comments on the global plan or specific parts of it?
Is that week significant, like in the Europe? Because I know Thanksgiving is on the 25th, so if you could push it forward a week, that may expand more to like American participation, though. I don't know, maybe students want to do something on Thanksgiving weekend or something.
True, yeah, we realized it was Thanksgiving in the States, so yeah. In Europe, it isn't really. So, and we're also very open to participants from the States. I'm in Europe, but we're about to promote this in Web Summit. So I have a feeling we might have European participants. Not sure, but I think marketing wise, that's more the group we can easily reach to join. And yeah, we did realize that Thanksgiving is in there, but it's just December is also quite a hard month.
Oh yeah.
But if there's an alternative, we can also extend it maybe, you know, to go into December or something, or move back a bit. It's all possible, I think.
Yeah, I think it may be nice to extend it a couple. Well, I guess, yeah, if you're at Web Summit, you're targeting the startups, right? And so that's their like job. Is like the business they're building, so it's not like they really have to worry about working another job. So if that's the main target audience, then I don't see it being too big of a problem. But yeah, I remember I think having an extra couple days will be nice, because then you can kind of include a weekend at the end or something like that. So like you made like two more days instead of November. Or actually, November 30th is the 31st. Or wait, hold on. Let me put my calendar up here. November 30th is a Tuesday. And then, so it starts on a Tuesday and ends on a Tuesday with a weekend in the middle. So yeah, I guess I think that's, I mean, it'll be sufficient. I don't know. Like, it's going to be up to us all to figure out, you know, the optimal way to do it. That's why I think, because this is like the first hackathon of the set of two, right?
Yeah, this is the first one. So this is sort of the trial one. I mean, it will be a real one, but it's supposed to be a bit smaller scale than, like, the next one is supposed to be more for real, more big, yeah, higher prices and bigger participants. And this is supposed to be more small company one where we can really trial the SDK, because the SDK will still be a test net. So it's a real good test trial run. And the next hackathon is like supposed to be way bigger and on the mainnet and everything, you know? So yeah, it is supposed to be a smaller one.
And two, the time zone it's going to be held in is CET. So for those of us in the States and you night owls, it'll be middle of the night when most of that's happening. So
well, that shouldn't be a problem for students. Okay. Well,
we don't know who really attend, because I know there's always Thanksgiving break, right? And not every student goes home, you know, to have a big dinner with the family. Sometimes they just kind of, like me, like I sometimes just, you know, stay at home and do nothing a week. So yeah, there still may be participation statewide side. We'll see. Yeah, I like the whole Web Summit thing, because I think that's going to be the target audience for the SDK, like in general. And the DAO can help as well. Is basically the startups have their business idea that they're working on, and they need, you know, say funds to do microtasking, and so the DAO can help subsidize it initially, so they can kind of establish the working prototype or something like that, And then with that, they could maybe apply to bigger incubators for investment, and but they'll still keep, you know, the Effect network, because, I mean, they already built everything to use it, right?
Yeah, well, also, one thing I wanted to touch on is, since we're hosting it on DevPost, thanks again, DJ, for the recommendation of the platform. It's a really cool platform. I've spent the last 3 or 4 days going through it. All their processes, all their help articles for entrants and hackathon managers. And within DevPost, there'll be a lot of promotion about this hackathon, too. So anyone, you know, looking through DevPost, you know, will be listed, searchable, that kind of thing. So there's all kinds of people within that ecosystem that we'll see and potentially join as well.
Are hackathon participants at all likely to be influenced by the price of token of EFX? Or is that something they're not even really going to be bothered with?
Sorry, I was on a phone call just now, but I did hear most of you guys talk about. The question about price VFX. Good question, right? We do want to like express the prize money, I think, at least partially in EFX. So if price of EFX is, if we fix the sort of EFX price for example, first prize or the first three prizes, then of course, if price is higher, it means more, the value of winning is way higher, possibly. So that we need to peg it at some point. That will be, I think, important. And also, yeah, more, the higher the price goes, the more people might be interested because they're like aware of the project, but yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, the only situation we want to avoid is like, say, they win like a prize, but in the time since like judging, like the token price depreciated, and so even like if you know like how crypto is, it can be kind of disappointing. So yeah, I think you mentioned having like a USDT or just some sort of stable coin. Part of that reward could help kind of deal with that.
Would it be possible to set a minimum US dollar equivalency price for EFX? So say the price does drop, the tokens increase to match that US price at a base level, right? So let's say the time of voting of the DAO, the price is, well, I woke up this morning and it was 8 cents. Wow. So let's say it was 7 cents when the DAO agrees to supply the EFX. If between the prize being awarded, say the price drops to 5 cents, could we guarantee that they would have sort of an equivalent amount of, so it remains about the 7 cents? Does that make sense?
I think it's a good point, and it makes a bit of sense. You could like back the price of payout, right? So if you get like price one, 5,000 USDT, 5,000 US worth of EFX, and we back the price only at payout time. So when they get paid, we sort of look at the price and pay that amount of EFX. The only problem is we cannot account for it as the DAO because we only have EFX and we in advance secure the budget. So if the price drops really low, then being EFX secured basically, so we cannot really guarantee the
we were getting used to a price of 2 cents, so that would mean if we just go back to 2 cents, right? But yeah, there's lately there's positive volatility, so yeah, we can't really know what it's going to be in November now because it's kind of up in the air.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. Like, how much of this is a spike and how quickly will it drop? Or is this more of like a permanent gain? you know, well, looking
this,
at
this USDC, well, do you think you'll accumulate it by swapping it for it? Or does the foundation have a reserve of it?
Sorry. Wasn't the question directed at me? I think
Yeah.
So what was the question? Can you repeat it one more time, sir?
Does the USDC that you in the proposal, is it something the foundation already has in reserve, or will it need to be acquired through swapping EFX for it?
No, this would be like in reserve already. So yeah, it would just come out of the USD reserve. We don't need to sell EFX. The idea is if people would win the hackathon, you would only get, we assume that a project to make a successful dApp on a FEC network, you would need for EFX to fund like the tasks that you're going to do on the platform. So basically the dApp is the requester and would need EFX to pay the workers and have EFX maybe even join the DAO or like be part of the ecosystem and be part of the network that requires EFX. But naturally it would also require some USD. And I think it's nice for if a winning dApp to receive like parts in USD and parts in EFX. You see that in way more hackathoning or in like with different tokens, because it's we don't want to like put projects into a position that they have to sell those tokens and whatever. So I think that's a nicer setup.
Yeah, I agree with the setup you suggest. We don't wanna like kind of ensure the whole price of EFX. I mean, you're gonna need it anyway, but having a little bit of USDC is nice.
Yeah, and also with the volatility and everything, I think it's expense to get the part in USD, so they have the volatile tokens they can use because it's utility token that they need for their dApp, right? To use the network. And then have the USDC, which is basically some money they can use for expenses on whatever they need to build the app or whatever they want, because there's no like strict regulation on it. But hopefully they build out these apps to be production ready.
And then if it's a hit, they can always, you know, have proposals written for them for more funding. So there's definitely opportunity there for any startup that has any type of microtasking related to their business.
That sounds good. Okay, any more on hackathon? No.
Yeah, maybe okay. Just one thing. This proposal is currently very much in draft, so maybe I'll open a channel for it and we can discuss some dates and whatever. I think the hackathon part of the proposal will remain in draft. We need to request, I think, by Friday some funding for the prize money on the DAO side, because we don't want to stress the cycle budgets too much. I think we're going to see some quite nice fees coming in from PancakeSwap because of the high volume lately. There will be some fee distribution happening, but it would be nice if we don't completely deplete every cycle each time as well. Just I think it's also leave some space for other proposals and for other things of the MasterChef. So yeah, I'll try to formalize and finalize how much EFX we should take out of each cycle for the hackathon, some sensible numbers. But any help there or ideas? We'll open a channel to discuss it there, but by Friday I think we need to have it finalized. Just we have the possibility to secure the funding.
Yeah, a discussion channel would be good. Okay, that sounds really good and a lot of work, so thank you for all that work. You can thank your tech team. Much appreciated. All right. Speaking of proposals by Friday, I have one I would like to put up. And I think this might, I don't know if this will take multiple proposals or not, but I'm thinking the first one is just in a sentiment to see if there's agreement to go ahead with it. I'm not sure how it works. So I think I was watching the battle, the NFT battle that Rochelle had put up for tasks, and I thought that was really cool. And I felt that that might be one way to do the mascot competition. So at first I was thinking maybe using social media for votes, but with wanting to put some tasks on for workers, keep them busy if they're not very expensive, but something interesting to do. So I'm just going to read what I typed, which isn't much, and then maybe we can discuss that a little bit. All right, so using Effect Force as a submission platform with an EFX amount of payment for submitting, that doesn't have to be much. It could be 0.25 an EFX or 0.5 just for the submission itself. And then doing like a battle once the submission's done. So this would be like in phases. So first phase would be submitting. Second phase would be having the battles, or before battles, categorizing the different types, right? So they're competing against the same type. You know, is it a cartoony or cute little mascot, or is it a more serious business, less cute kind of, you know, and categorizing those. And then within the categories, having a battle on who's the best. And when, so if we're doing two different categories, say, the top three winners would go to a vote in the DAO where yes, abstain, no, each one would have an attachment to a particular mascot image. So either way you vote, you're voting for one or the other of the three. And then the winner of that, we would then get somebody who's really good at graphics, I don't know, to turn it into a polished product, and pay them, so preferably a community member, or maybe the person who drew it in the first place, but to pay them for a polished product. But the actual competition submissions can be just concept arts, and to not encourage polished finished products, so that the voting isn't based on how professional it looks. It's based on the ideas, and we can make it professional once we pick the idea that we like.
Can you explain what a battle is?
So in the battle, it was like you pick, there's two images and there's a bit of criteria. Oh, the criteria could be simple. Which one do you prefer the best? And so you pick A or you pick B. And the more Bs that are picked, that becomes the winner in that round or whatever it is. Rochelle could explain it better because she's the one who put the battle together.
Oh, I see. So it's like a bracket system.
Sure. I don't know what that is, but...
And then, like, the workers are the ones who get this initial set of,
yeah,
like top rated ones. And then after that, the DAO votes, you know, which ones, you know, get a prize or not, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. So the DAO gets the final say, but the workers are the ones selecting or narrowing down the selection. And I think. Right now it's like organizing it, deciding how much funds should be used in the prize pool, how much is it going to cost us to put it on the force, Are we going to pay for advertising to get anybody to contribute to this idea? Or are we going to keep it in-house so that those kind of questions right now to be put together? And I'd like someone else brainstorming with me on that. But I'd also like to just put out a sentiment with a basic idea, kind of what I'm running past you right now. Do you want to go ahead with this? Do you want to use the workforce for this? Or do you want to use social media? And then the DAO, either way, the DAO gets the final say. And I think it might be good to have two categories. And then part of the DAO, once you get to the winner of each category, do we use one for one purpose and the other for another purpose? Or do we even do it in categories to begin with and we just pick the favorite? Maybe there's not enough submissions to be picking in multiple categories. Because the final product, if we pick a professional one, it's not that hard to turn something into a more cutesy comic type one. So maybe we don't need categories, right? So some of those tweaking thinkings. And then how much should the prize be? Should there be prizes for first, second, and third place winners, where first place winner becomes the mascot?
Hey guys, sir, I gotta drop out. I have to go to another call. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's one. We speak later.
Yeah, thanks, Jesse.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So having a more defined vision, and I've got some information like from previous meetings when we were talking about this before, that come into that vision, purpose and intent. And guidelines. What guidelines would we want for people to follow for their submissions? Original work, concept only, no polished work, or any level of finish, any degree of finish in the work. So that's where I'm at right now with it. I did two drawings. I'm not good at coloring on the computer, so I had my daughter do that with one, and I've got a sketch for the other. I just want to put those in to give an idea and get juices going, not because I'm particularly interested in having them become the mascot. I just want ideas to get started. Yeah, Rochelle, I sent them to you privately, though, I think. But I can post them publicly, like in the DAO chat for everyone to have a look at. But I want to put those up with the proposal for ideas. Okay, that's where I'm at. And I've got a couple of days to kind of formulate that into something just to get an approval to go ahead with it from the DAO.
Bree, touching on that, how you referenced the NFT test that we had previously, mm-hmm. where they were battling, that the client wanted them to see who wins. You could have the submissions that way, you know, face off and then the force picks, or depending on the amount of submissions, you could have like a group of five pictured in one task, and the worker is tasked with picking the one they like the best out of those five. You know what I mean? And then, so you have one group of five, another group of five, and then you take the one that won from the first group of five, run another one with additional group of five, and have them pick the one they like the best from that, and then take the winners of those two groups into a different task, and you know, which one you like better, A or B. I mean, you could do it that way too.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be good to have
up to 50 pictures in a task if you wanted it. It doesn't matter.
So that's the other thing, right? Without some outside advertising, and now it's great, right? Because there's people excited about it. About the project, right? We've got so many people coming in. But do we invest in a little bit of advertising, like on Twitter, take out an ad or something? I don't
know. Well, I think we shouldn't have an entry fee, but subsidize it instead. So like the way I see it, like it may be best to have like a site for this or like some sort of tool that's built. So then on Twitter, there's like kind of promotional campaign, a competition, yeah, and people like can submit their image through the website without paying anything. And then the DAO just secures like funds for, you know, 10,000, like 10,000 submissions, like if that's 2.5 EFX each.
Yeah, that would work, but I was going to pay them to submit.
You can pay for a submission, or you could also have the task pay a 0 EFX for a submission as well.
Well, does that mean like for the worker interface, you can like upload an image and something like that?
Yeah. So, like, as a worker, you would claim a task, upload your image, and either, depending on what the DAO wanted, you get paid for it or not. You could do tasks of 0 EFX,
right,
kind of like you do for qualifiers, you know? So you would set it up as a qualifying task, basically?
Yeah, and the qualifying information for the task is, I would have it open to anybody.
Yeah.
So basically just answer a fun question and say, welcome. Like, or the question to qualify might be, have you read the competition rules? Yes, I've read them. Do you agree to them? Yes. Okay. Now you can submit your work.
Maybe we should make it more generalized. Like, you've asked a way to subsidize work for the workers, right?
Yeah.
So what if we just dedicate like every cycle budget to some amount of art tasks and a reward? And then so this process you're setting up here for the mascot is something that's just ongoing for memes and art in general. And so this is something that's always like kind of promoted on the Twitter and so and other like social media. And so like anyone,
cool,
it could like, you know, attract artists, it'll attract workers to the, you know, the worker dashboard, and also like interest people as well in the crypto community.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, I think it's a little bit more thought required on it, but if we can have it as a promotional tool and something that the creative type people can just engage in, and once we get our mascot, the same template, the same type of format can be used for memes with that character once we get the winner. Right now I need a good skeleton idea, and I need approval from the DAO to go ahead, because I know it's going to require funds, right? So I don't know. Rochelle, would you have time in like maybe tomorrow morning? Well, what? Or even later today, just to have a little powwow on this?
Let me check my calendar 1 second.
Hi, bottom Bri. Line. Oh, sorry, Ace. Go ahead.
Let me please ask you, who's using this mascot eventually? Or who is it used for? Or what is it used for, I mean?
The intent is to use it as a memorable, not memeable, memorable character that represents Effect Network.
So it's also for outside communication, external?
Yeah.
I'm really against the mascot idea. Really, I have to veto. I don't like this as an external communication. I would love it as an internal one. For example, you use the mascot to present promotions or badges, anything like this. Yeah, combine it in a sign or in an email, or make it virtual as a avatar, something similar like that. But as an external communication, I would love to have a let's say, calculated avatar and not a random chosen mascot by the internal ones, so the DAO members or the workers. It might look really scratchy at the end, and only if the DAO decides that this is the one, perhaps a decision because of a meme, we then have forever these Pepper W or anything else had representing Effect.ai as a serious company in the external world, and are really against this.
By external world, you mean the business world, not the crypto world?
Yes.
And by internal, you mean like crypto, well, or do you mean within?
I mean us as the DAO combined with the workers and the team. So as an internal form of communication to add these mascot as a logo on top on every email or include it into Telegram messages or, as I said, handing out promotions, budgets or anything like this. I have nothing against it. But as an external form of communication, we really have to use all the necessary serious forms of communication forms, and therefore a funny logo or a mascot is not representing serious business, in my opinion.
I kind of agree with Ace here. As I'm going to wear two hats in my statement here, as a DAO member hat wearing person, my opinion is I'd like to see it on a lot of the community stuff, you know, so like the DAO Gitbook area, you know, agenda papers, you know, maybe a little bot to post like some community generated help stuff within Discord, you know, a lot of the internal things. And then switching hats here, Effect.ai team member, a lot of work went into the branding of the network, you know, with the color schemes and the fonts, and the DAO branding that we have really goes along with the rest of the network stuff. So I don't think like official stuff like the DAO webpage or, you know, outward facing things like what Ace said, it would be a good idea for. But I would really like to see, now speaking as a DAO member person, is all the internal communications. It would be a nice accent, you know, of all the community made things to have that little, you know, icon and stuff.
Well, whatever submissions there are, I think they should always be, you know, a DAO vote, you know, to actually endorse it as like representative. Because we don't really know what the submissions will be, so we just kind of want to, like, I'm of the opinion we should see, you know, what people submit, and we should reward, you know, the best submission, but not necessarily call it the winner. Maybe that's like a way to phrase it. Like, we should reward the best submission and best idea, but we reserve, you know, the right to not use the idea, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So these are part of the criteria that need to be developed though, right? And I had absolutely no thought of putting it on formal websites and stuff. I was purely thinking community use. But yeah, that wasn't written down. So that's something I never even considered, that this little mascot would go on official pages.
On that note, I have to step out, but I will have the recording continuing. So if anybody needs to speak who hasn't done the request to speak, that's a DAO member, Bree or someone, just yell at me because I'll have it minimized, but I'll be listening on.
That was the end of my agenda.
Go for now. So, and then Bree, I'll message you about coordinating a schedule for a consult on task setup and things.
Perfect.
But today and tomorrow is pretty packed.
Well, it might not need to be on Friday. I just want the DAO to say, yeah, okay, or no, this is stupid, I'm not agreeing to this at all. Forget it, okay. Right?
Yeah. So,
By the way, DeFi block is just executing their BRP 30, which is their kind of proposals, which leads them to run a DAO, as we are. They exclude themselves from new decks and their financing, so they will walk on their own legs from now on. Perhaps we can copy some information and some stats or hints or anything else from their walkthrough and use it for our ideas of creating a new form of Highguard forum and stuff like this. So if anyone has some good connections to a DeFi box, I think this will be greatly helpful. Or otherwise, just help me collect all the data from there, and then we can sort and collect out the necessary and useful things.
Yeah, sounds good. Looking at other models is wise.
Because we also followed my ideas of creating these positions by not only by validation, but also by qualification. So we're really looking for technical engineers and crypto experts in several kinds of positions to fill them. And not just by choosing and voting who's the most... charismatic one. These persons might not be the most qualified ones. So, I'm also promoting choice by qualification and not choice by voting.
Qualification could be difficult, though, because it's more like a credentialist type thing, right?
Yes, but even a mixture of some qualifications might create a better overall forum. Than just choose by sympathy or empathy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, people would be having to, I guess, submit some kind of loose resume, but...
But how would that even work, though? Wouldn't it still be ultimately up to people voting? Isn't it just like a preference to say you want... better credentials than just pure popularity, but people still vote with their box tokens as it is, I think.
Yeah, correct. But they also have, we have a Highguard forum, we have something similar. And for our Highguard forum, I would suggest following similar qualification rules. As I said, at least find out the most necessary ones, like being full aged, I don't know, being not in jail, having no accusers against themselves. Just let me become crazier, but at least some minimum criteria we have to sort out that are necessary to fulfill these positions.
And how are we going to prove that?
Yeah,
that's they weren't in jail.
Well, it's pretty tricky to deal with blockchain if you're in jail.
As I said, I got crazy with these suggestions, but you know where I'm heading to, yeah? Being full-aged and being
but
a responsible person. Knowing
without a KYC, you can't even prove that they're over 18.
Yeah, but perhaps we have to do a KYC, and why not? Why not? These are the most fragile and important positions. And if this business really grows like some people think, this is getting huge in the future. And we have to decide some much more important question than figuring out what kind of mascot or logo we want to fit in our email letters. And therefore, I would love to have a forum which is really capable to handle this.
What do you mean by forum? Do you mean like literal forum or?
I meant the Highguard forum, but perhaps we need in the future another forum which decides some questions we don't want to both of a DAO with.
Because right now the Highguard really only has the power of vetoing things.
Yeah. But perhaps we need some kind of forum which we actually are doing every Wednesday, like a progression forum. Some DAO members which want to progress the progression itself. Don't find another word for it. The ones which have ideas to bring us further on. Perhaps it was too complicated to explain.
The every High Guard member is a DAO member, so if they have any ideas, they can bring it forward already.
Yeah, but in terms of communication, we have most overall of a proposal system, and I would say about 90% of the DAO members at least read through the proposals and give a vote. And I would say most of them just are doing because of the fees, but also they want to be up to date. But less than 5% are joining and attending the DAO calls and listening to the recordings. So this is actually some kind of a progression forum we are forming right now. We are all joined in Discord now and talking about things which might help progressing.
I guess in a sense you're right that this type of discussion we're having will not necessarily scale well. If we increased like 10 times in size, then there'll be like we had 7-8 people in the discussion today. I mean, that means there'll be like 80 people, right? Would we even be able to have a conversation that well?
I mostly mean it this way. If anyone from the, let's say, regular DAO members has a genius idea, yeah? If he or she just writes a proposal, not everyone is informed and perhaps not overwhelmed. If he or she joins the Wednesday meeting before, discuss his or her topic with us, overwhelming us with these ideas, from the very first second, there is a much more intense help which can we offer to get those proposals through and give our ideas and responses to these ideas. Was this understandable? I'm lacking coffee today.
Well, I think so far Discord has served that purpose in that if someone has an idea and they go to Discord and talk about it, join the chats, they have the much more higher chance of getting a proposal passed.
Yeah, so if this gets promoted, it leads to at least my aim, that we get that we become a group of not only enthusiastic but only creative and progressing members, which want to make the future better.
Yeah, like one thing I remember, I kind of skimmed through the last call, and there was like this discussion over, I think Alan mentioned it, like I think the top five have 50% vote share or something like that. So
yes.
It may be, basically, if we would want, like going to what you said earlier, if we want like the engineers and I guess you call it highly credentialed people, we need a way for them to have like the NFX as well, right? Then they actually have, you know, stake in the whole platform because they are an official DAO guardian, right? So the question is, like, will they join out of their own volition, like, even if the price of NFX, say, goes much higher? Or will they need to be kind of incentivized? Like, should we, like, try to get NFX as a reward for hackathons? And so that way, the people who win like those competitions have an incentive to stay and join the DAO and you know, increase the number of credentialed people capable of engineers on the DAO. I think that was like my main goal with the whole hackathon thing, is hopefully to get more people with an engineering background to join the DAO.
I like that idea.
Brilliant. So how do we get NFX? Like, there's the whole other... We don't have a reserve of NFX. We'd have to purchase them, create a pool of it.
The foundation has no EVX at all?
Well, the DAO doesn't. The foundation might.
Well, the DAO can. I think I had a proposal like this a while back, but basically do a buyback of NFX. I think it was like buyback and burn, but we could just buy back and reward. Like we buy automatically every cycle, buy some NFX and then save that up for rewards and hackathons and stuff like that.
Right, which gets us back to we need to create an account and have people responsible for that account or someone responsible for that account of NFX. I would prefer at least three people. Which gets back to Highguard discussions that we were having previously. About treasure.
Exactly. That's why it is very important to get this figured out, how we can actually work as a DAO with the external world, right?
Yeah.
Well, okay. I don't mind a treasurer position. That's a group-based type thing.
Well, maybe it's a proposal that we can get together and create. And create an account that's multi-sig between us. They could put 5 signatures on it where you have to have 3 out of the 5 signed to have it go through or something.
Well, you mentioned before that you were kind of concerned that the High Guard were unelected or something like that.
Yeah, and I'd like to see that.
Like, I wouldn't mind if the High Guard just get the treasurer role.
That's what I'd ideally like. Anyway, I'm flaking here. I'm losing my concentration. So, DJ, I'll add you to a discussion thread that Ace is in. Okay?
Okay.
And we can talk more on that topic there. I'm totally flaking here. So I have nothing else on the agenda, and I'm losing attention. So, guys, I got to go.
I guess one more thing, though, on your proposal for the mascot, maybe you want to just generalize it to be like a meme or just like a competition for art submissions, which may include a mascot. We reward, the best submissions, but we won't say, like, this is the mascot, who wins. We just, are curious to what people come up with.
Right.
Please let me quick. I would seriously love to spend $3,000 out of a weekly circle to pay for a real avatar, which is able to outside in inside communicate, than spending $2,000 for a simple meme contest or mascot contest. Honestly.
Okay.
Which is able to decide.
I mean, it'll be up to the DAO to decide if, like, it's worth the effects.
Here's another thought.
You should write out your submission as well. Maybe make it like a bounty, and someone could be interested in that.
Mm-hmm. That would be a good proposal. If we, I'll talk to Rochelle about it too, but maybe not even using mascot. Maybe this is something that could be also NFTs, or we can create DAO created NFTs.
Well, you also have to consider that the meme contest is like advertising in of itself.
Yeah. That's true.
And basically images attract more attention than just pure text. So it can be a way of people being attracted to the platform.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all I know really, Ace, is professional is professional. Business is business. But a good mascot that can get the community tied together goes a long way.
I give you an image, just to close the conversation for now. Think about a shark, yeah? A shark with a tiger face and a big dick. And this is the only logo which is doing the contest and automatically wins. Okay.
Who would pick that?
You have no idea how the youth is created that way nowadays.
Well, that's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, that could itself generate news about EFX and draw people
Any
in.
Any news is good news, right?
As long, I mean, we just have to be explicit. We have to be explicit in that we say it's not, you know, officially a logo, even if it wins the competition. Yeah.
On the other hand, think about an avatar. Think about just our own voice, okay? First
of
all,
how about something to represent the community? Not if
we need Paulina AI, to be honest. I mean,
I tried to create her. I'll post her.
Yeah,
I even had long hair on her, but I didn't like it in the end, so I changed her hair. She doesn't really look like Paulina anymore.
Still a model. It has to look like an automation, like a robot or something like this. Make it a female. Give her a nice voice and let her read out all the news which are represented in the future. Let her read out all the qualification tools. Let her read out Medium posts on YouTube. It's just a tool. Yeah, Paulina AI tool. And therefore, I would love to spend 3,000 bucks to create this tool. This also
Why Paulina? There are other pretty girls in the world, Paulina's too.
It's just a metaphor. I want an avatar. An avatar representing EFX, which we could use for inside and outside communication. All the communication with the requesters, all with the workers, we can let this go through this AI tool. This is more personal. It is easier to understand because not everyone likes to read most of the audiovisual.
I think a chatbot will cost more than 3,000, though.
I'm not sure. I think we can get this.
Like maybe the assets will, you know, the art assets, but actual service, you know, has a running cost.
We also need some work power from the BW, some internal work power to implement this tool, so we can share. The workforce we need from outside. I think most of it can do the apprentice or anyone else in the team. Or let it cost 5,000 at the end. Everything's better than in my opinion, than a mascot competition.
I think you're just missing Paulina. Sorry.
Not really. I was the last one posting Paulina pictures or anything like else because I was always in for the information and not because of Paulina. It could have been the ugliest, fattest, worst-looking guy on planet. If he tells the news that we are working with the United Nations, I'm in.
Yeah.
Oh, we could also tell the workers to make sure when they vote, it, you know, follows community guidelines and stuff like that. And that, like, you know, if it violates, you know, some sort of not safe for work type judgment, they're not going to, because they will need to be manually posted on the proposal anyway.
So. Well, in the criteria, we can put no crudeness, nothing that a Brie would dislike. How about that? It has to be Brie approved. New members won't know what that means, but old ones will.
Yeah, pretty much, except, yeah, you'll have to explain it to the new people.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't have to be my old self because Rochelle created a bot to replace me. So it filters everything out. Could use that bot for memes, though. I wonder if you can determine memes. Anyway, yeah. Okay, I'm gone. I gotta go. You guys can keep talking, but I have to leave. So have a great week.
You too. See you next week.
Next time. All right. I'm also prepping my dinner.
Yeah, I need to have lunch, so I'll see you next week then, right?
All right, see you then. Have a good one.
You too. See you. Bye. See you.